This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the fragile economic situation in Haiti following a presidential assassination and an earthquake last year. Amid the political disarray, there's increasing gang violence, sky-high inflation, forcing some to seek economic opportunities elsewhere. Marketplace's Jarrett Deng filed this report.
It's in a church in northern New Jersey, where I meet Kenzie Pierre, a Haitian migrant who's recently arrived from Chile.
In Chile, you know, we still had something coming in. We used to do any kind of work, but here, they've been here for a while, and nothing has come through yet.
Kenzie came to the U.S. illegally with his family about 8 months ago and is awaiting a decision from the government on his asylum claim. We've changed his name to protect his identity. He originally left Haiti back in 2018 because it was hard to find work to support his family. Now, the 30-year-old lives with his wife and two children in a room given to them by a church pastor.
My economic situation is not good. We have very little income except public assistance we just started getting. We have to move by the end of the month.
Haitians are leaving the country amid a recent rise in gang violence and political instability, which also affects economic activity. Laurent Selati is the World Bank's country director for Haiti, based in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
The main point of entry of goods, material, food, etc., is kind of locked out from the rest of the country. So gangs controlling the access to the port affect all parts of the economic activity.
This instability has seen a growing number of Haitians fleeing to America. Over 150,000 are already in the U.S. legally and have what is called temporary protected status. The Biden administration has just extended eligibility to people like Kenzie, who entered the country before November 6th of this year.
The overwhelming majority of Haitians depend on us. They depend on other Haitians in the community, family members.
Vanessa Jean Lewis is a second-generation Haitian American and founder of the nonprofit Children of Haitian Immigrants. Community activists like her say that cases like Kenzie's are becoming increasingly common in the U.S., and that government support for migrants remains limited.
They're technically not legally here. They don't have established credit, so they have to work oftentimes under the table, or someone has to rent an apartment for them. The need is so great, and oftentimes we're coming out of our own pockets to provide assistance to families.
While he awaits a decision on his application for asylum, Kenzie is staying in America.
Once things are stable at home, I can return. But for now, I don't see it.
He hopes, like many migrants who work abroad, to eventually send money back to his relatives who are still in Haiti. I'm Jarrett Deng for Marketplace.